Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
To win next fall's presidential election, Republicans need somebody smart who can get along with the far right in the party, but without frightening the middle-of-the-road voters. And they need someone with proven experience in politics and government who is not an ordinary politician. Well, who could that be? Former North Carolina governor and U.S. Congressional representative Jim Martin, if he were 10 years younger, could be that person. His successful campaigns for Congress and governor paralleled the rise of Republican power in North Carolina. How much did he ride that rising tide, and how much did his special and unique campaigns and character contribute to that rising tide? Well, John Hood's new book, Catalyst, Jim Martin and the Rise of North Carolina Republicans, examines these questions. Hood combines a traditional biography of Martin with the political history of the rise of the Republican Party in North Carolina. The book's title, Catalyst, gives a clue to Hood's idea of Martin's place in the growth of Republican political power. One definition of that word is, quote, an agent that provokes or speeds significant change or action. And Hood's recounting of how Martin's successful political campaigns for Mecklenburg County Board of Commissioners and U.S. Congress, and especially his two terms as governor, that all that shows how he played an important role in speeding the change from Democratic to Republican control of our state. Martin might be more comfortable with another definition of catalyst, a scientific one, and it is, quote, a substance that enables a chemical reaction to proceed at a usually faster rate. As Hood reminds his readers, Martin was a chemistry professor long before he became a political catalyst. In fact, he was my chemistry lab instructor at Davidson College back in 1962, and although we're not related, our families have always been close. In fact, I sat beside Jim's brother Joe in Davidson's chapel services three times a week for 4 years. And in the book, Hood credits my father for opening the door for Jim to run for county commissioner. My father, Greer Martin, was Davidson's president, and when Republican leaders approached Jim about a county commission candidacy, Jim knew he needed approval of the college leadership. And according to Hood, some Davidson donors were expressing unease about what was perceived there as an increasingly leftward tilt of the faculty. So thus my father and faculty Dean Frinus Johnson saw the prospective candidacy as, what Hood says, a great opportunity to mollify the critics. The way they saw it, Hood writes, quote, even if Martin didn't win the election, his candidacy would serve to showcase the college's ideological diversity. And if he did end up on the county commission, so much the better for Davidson. The two gave Martin their full support, unquote. Well, could he really beat Clinton or Bernie Sanders if Martin were the Republican candidate next year? Well, following my father's reasoning, in the face of the increasingly rightward tilt of the Republican Party, his candidacy would showcase the party's ideological diversity. And then, if he won, so much the better for Davidson. Well, he's still too old, isn't he? Well, maybe not. He's only 5 years older than Bernie Sanders. This is D.G. Martin.